Hello, my little owl. I hope your morning flight was enjoyable. Because this morning definitely wasn't. I thought making a contest to find a good husband after I became queen would be a good idea, but oh, how wrong I was. Oh, don't you know it? I thought it would bring me the top men in the land, but all it has brought me is a bunch of puffed-up buffoons. It was such a terrible move. I can't just take it back now. I'm fully committed to finding a husband. But I am starting to get disheartened. At this rate, I'll be old and gray before I find someone worthy. None of them want to move past the fact that I'm wealthy and powerful. Doesn't even feel like I'm a human being to them. Only a pile of titles. Yeah, they don't make an effort to try to learn who I am at all, or even have a conversation with me about anything other than riches and bonding houses together. It feels like I'm talking to the same man 1,000 times over. And the next one is here. I hope he's at least somewhat entertaining. See you soon, my little owl. Let him in! Yes, yes. Get closer and state your name. Speak up. I don't think I've ever heard of this house before. In any case, I don't think it matters. You know why you're here, and I don't want this to take any longer than necessary, so proceed. With what? I suppose being perceptive isn't your strong point? Say why you think you're worthy of being my husband. Let me assist you. This is where you tell me all about the wealth and fancy titles you have, and how advantageous it would be for me if we got our houses together. Ooh, or how your company of brave knights have defeated some scary monster to prove your worth to me. Or better yet, maybe, just maybe, you want to tell me about how well-endowed you are and how you think you're so good with women. And I pretend I have not heard it all at least 100 times before. See? Simple. So those are not the things you were going to say. Of course they're not. Go on. What is it then? What do you mean you don't know? You came here with a purpose, did you not? Why would your parents send you here? So you want me to believe that you were sent here by your family, but you can't say why? What do you take me for, some kind of a fool?
Hey, don't look at me with those eyes. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you like that. I thought you were lying to make fun of me or something. No one has ever said anything like that before. But the way you reacted, I guess you're not lying. All right, I'm not going to make you explain this now if it makes you uncomfortable. Let's try something else then. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask me?
How am I doing? I'm fine? Oh no, I didn't expect you to ask me that. To be honest, most people don't even get to this part because they can't shut up about themselves. So I don't know what I should expect. My day has been a day, I guess. A little frustrating in some ways, but not horrible. I don't get a lot of free time, but what I do get, I like to spend on research of a magical variety. Yeah, I've always been a bookworm type, you know? I love trying out different incantations and seeing how they each mesh together. And I probably shouldn't keep up on that subject. Sorry. Oh, you're very sweet for saying this, but believe me, you don't want me to ramble on about magic. To be honest, I wanted to be a teacher at the Magic School of the Kingdom, but this queen thing landed on my shoulders when my brother decided to renounce, and I guess I don't have much of a choice there. No, it's fine. It's not what I had planned, but being a queen does have its advantages. I have to admit, having servants to cook and clean and do things for me isn't exactly a bad thing. Also, this whole contest to find a husband thing wasn't going very well, but I guess I finally had a bit of luck there. Well, it wasn't like men were trying to knock down my door before I started the contest. I figured it would be a great way to meet potential men. As it turns out, most of them happen to be pompous asses. Not you, silly. That's what I'm trying to say. You've been the highlight of my day. The highlight of this whole contest, even. For the first time, I feel like I'm having a conversation instead of having someone sound like a herald announcing their own life achievements. And honestly, I think your shyness and quiet demeanor are very cute. I never thought this would be my kind of man before, but each time you look at me with your eyes wide and blushing, I'm more certain how wrong I was.
Yes, I do. Come on over. Sit next to me, and I'll show you what I mean. I love that red tone on your cheeks. If you're too shy to come here, how about I move over there then? Isn't that a little more cozy? Being close like this means I can finally get to do this. Is this all right? Good, because I want to kiss my way up to those very kissable lips. I knew I was right about how kissable you looked. You have such a nice body, too. I really want to take off your shirt. Is that fine? Hey, you look so nervous. You can stop if you're not comfortable with this. But if you are just shy, I think I do have something that can help if you don't mind a little magic. Yes, I can give you some magic commands and your body will follow what I say. But I promise I will not do anything harmful. And you'll still be able to speak, so if there's anything you don't feel comfortable doing, you can just say so and I'll undo the spell immediately. I know we've just met, but can you trust me in this? I'm glad you do. Then, here we go.
Hold. Now, I know this feels a little weird, but don't worry.
I won't do anything scary to you. I promise I'll be a very gentle queen. Besides, this makes it easier to kiss you here and run my hands over your chest like this. Doesn't it feel so good? My hot breath in your ear. My hands gliding over you. When I stand behind you, I can run my hands all over your body. I think if you could move, I would have made you squirm there. And your skin tastes amazing. I love it. You know, I could get used to this total control thing. This is the first time I've done something like this, but seeing you all vulnerable is getting me so worked up. Is the spell failing? One part of you does seem to be able to move, or at least grow. And it's getting quite tight in those pants, isn't it? I think I'll just slowly move my hands up your thighs. Can you feel my hard nipples pressing into your back? My touch on your skin as my fingers trail up your arms. Knowing I can do whatever I want to you. Now that I'm thinking about it, your pants bursting wouldn't be a bad thing, would it? What do we need clothes for now? They're just in a way. That's much better. Our naked bodies touching like this? Such an enticing view. How about a finger right at the end of this gorgeous cock? Wow, you're already leaking pre-cum. This must be turning you on so much. Then, what if I just use two little fingers and stroke you a bit? That's it. I can see in your eyes how badly you want to make noises, so. Speak! Oh, gods, yes. You do moan very, very well. Does it feel good? Because for me, it definitely does. You feel so delicious in my hands. Your moans are magnificent to my ears. But I think that is enough teasing. Plus, it's my turn now. Here, let me sit down on this chair and kneel. What a good boy you are. I really could get used to this. Oh. Does someone want a taste?
If I put my leg up on this chair arm, is the view just too good? You can see my pussy glisten, right? It's so wet and meaty. Oh, fuck, and it feels so good just to think about what I could make you do. I'll never get tired of teasing you. But enough is enough. Lick me. Oh, this is exactly what I needed. Yes. You are quite good with that tongue. I'm going to help control your head with my hands, okay? Oh, God. Oh, that's it. Push into me. Oh, by the gods, this is amazing. I can't only look at it anymore. I need to feel you in my mouth while I ride that adorable face. Lie down. Perfect. You are so perfect. Here, let me lower myself back onto you. You may continue while I get my lips wrapped around this delightful cock of yours. Oh, you taste absolutely divine. That's it. Really dive your face into me. Oh, and I can't get enough of this cock. Right there. Right there. Oh God, I can't get enough of you. I need more and more. Oh, you're throbbing so much. Do you want to come inside the queen's mouth? With her soft lips wrapped around your cock. It's hard to resist when you beg like this, but I was just teasing you. That's not what you're going to do, my good boy. Because I can't take it anymore. I need to feel you inside me. Nine hells, I can't even concentrate on the spell anymore. I need you to fuck me now. Gonna climb on top of you and God, yes. Oh, I needed this so bad. Fuck. Oh, this is even better. Yes. Please run those hands all over my body. Grab my tits. Oh, just like that. Yes. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, I never knew sex could be this good. Oh, you let me take control, and it feels like something was released inside of me. That's what I needed all along. More. More. No magic this time, but I command you to go harder. Fuck me. Oh, you feel so damn good inside me. Oh, God. Being able to ride this magnificent body, being on top, this is where I belong. Oh, God. Oh. Yes, that's it. That's it. I can feel you getting close. Want you to come in me. I need you to come inside your queen. That's it. Come for me. Come with me. Come for me. Come. Yes, it was. It was amazing. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I'll lay back for a while to catch my breath now. Why don't you come rest your head on my chest? Then I can stroke your hair like this, run my hands up and down your arms, kiss the back of your head. Don't worry, this is just the beginning. I am going to spoil you so. So much from now on. You mind if I tell you something? I will not lie and say I've never been with men before, but this moment I had with you. It was so different. In a good way, of course. Let me try and find a way to explain it. Ever since I was a little princess, I was always told I would find a husband one day and give myself to him. When I grew older, they taught me about how I would be taken by my husband after we married. And how that it was a natural part of being a noble woman. So that's what I always looked for in men, without really stopping to think if that's what I truly wanted. But now I found you, so shy and reserved, but also so open to me and willing to let yourself be vulnerable. And then I realized, what if I want to be the one to take my husband, to make him mine. There's nothing wrong with that. And that was so, so much more enjoyable for me. So, thank you for being like you are, My precious, precious boy. You look worried about something. Is there anything you want to tell me, too? Sure, go on. I promise I won't judge you. Oh my god, you're so silly sometimes. Of course I already knew you were a farm boy. Come on, you said your parents sent you here after you reached adulthood. You didn't want to tell me what house you came from. You're wearing fine clothes, yes. But you had no idea of how to do all the fancy, courtly things noblemen do. It wasn't very hard to figure that out. I bet they spent all of their savings sending you here with hopes that you might get a better life, right? That's really heartwarming. I hope that now that I'm the queen, I can help those people somehow. Unlike my brother and father ever did. But what I was going to say is, you should not be ashamed of that, at all. Wealth and status were never what I was looking for. What is a big castle worth if it's empty? Or worse, if you're sharing it with someone you don't genuinely care about. And also, look at me in the eyes for a moment, please. Yes. Now hold my hands. You are not worth less than anyone because of this. And never let people tell you the opposite. I'm going to send a letter to your parents telling them that you're in good hands and enough gold that they can take it easy and live a comfortable life from now on. It doesn't matter where you came from. I am the queen, and you will be my husband now. So I'll protect you and take care of you, all right? I genuinely hope I'm able to make you happy. Not for being the queen, but for being myself. Thank you for saying that. You're so sweet. Now, keep resting on my body, just like you are. You look so peaceful and happy that looking at you makes me smile. I'll keep caressing your gorgeous body and being your soft pillow for as long as you want me to. Why did it have to be now? Ugh. I have to talk to the guards for a moment. You can stay here on the bed. I promise it won't take long. It's fine. You don't need to apologize. It's not your fault. I did extend this way more than I expected this time. But there will be no need to call the next one in. The contest is over. Yes, I am sure. You can tell the other candidates the crown is going to cover their travel costs and that the queen profoundly apologizes. But she has already made her choice. Thank you. And now, where did we stop? Oh yeah, this. I will never get tired of doing this. Thank you.